This recording is called Student Stress. I'm Susan Bushell, energy therapist. I'm based in Guelph, Ontario, Canada. My website is freeyouremotions.com. This recording is inspired by an email that I received yesterday from someone whose stepson was feeling pretty stressed out by his year-end marks from school, and she was looking for some energy therapy, some energy psychology for him, and I thought, I bet there's a lot of students out there right now that are coming to the end of their year and realizing perhaps they haven't done as well as they would have liked to have, or there's a course that they're still really struggling with, or an exam that they don't feel like they did as well on as they would have liked, or that there's just a general level of anxiety that's above and beyond what is comfortable for them, and it has a lot to do with achievement or lack of achievement at school. So I was inspired to create this recording, and I'm sending it out to all the students and even all the former students who need to tap a little bit on that time in their life. So we're going to be using EFT tapping, and it's assumed that you already know how to tap. You know the points, but I will walk you through them a little bit as well. So the first thing you need to do is to allow yourself to tune in for a little bit and just tune into inward to how you're feeling about the particular student stress that you're undergoing or that you remember. And particularly if you feel like that stress has been holding you back or has been sabotaging your success or achievement or an option, a choice, an opportunity that you have at school that you haven't chased or that you haven't really sunk yourself into because you're afraid that you might fail or not be chosen or be excluded in some way. And as well, I'd like you to just notice if you are listening to this around the end of the school year or working on that time, to just allow your body to speak to you and share exactly how that stress is feeling physically in the body. So in other words, I'd love you to get out of your head and stop thinking about the problem and begin to feel the problem right at the physical level. And we'll start by setting the intention through the karate chop point. So you're tapping down the side of one of your hands with the fingertips of your other hand while you're noticing the physical symptoms of the stress in your body. And then measure how intense that stress is from 0 to 10, 10 being very, very challenging, hardly able to hold it together, and 0 being I can't actually feel that feeling at all. And just take note of what that number is and the level of stress that you're feeling. And we'll get started. So tapping down the side of your hand, repeat after me. Even though I'm feeling pretty stressed about school right now, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. Even though I am feeling pretty stressed about the end of year, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I'm worried about my marks, my exam performance, how my profs and teachers and tutors are seeing me, I'm pretty stressed out right now. I'm doing my best to accept myself no matter what. And so now just Take your two fingers, index and middle finger, and tap on the inner edge of your eyebrow, right beside the bridge of your nose. I'm feeling pretty stressed right now. And take a nice deep breath. Beside the eye. I hate this year-end stuff. And another deep breath. Under the eye. I'm really worked up. And there's a lot to worry about. Under the nose. I hate this time of year. Under the mouth. I hate this time of year. And you're going to tap just under your collarbone. On the side of your sternum. It's a point where your collarbone meets the outer side, the outer edge of your sternum. Just tapping there on the top of your chest. I'm really worked up right now. And I don't know what to do. Under the arm, about 4 inches below your armpit, or for ladies, it's where the side of your bra would sit. Just tapping there. I feel so stressed out, I can hardly think straight. And we'll go around one more time on the inner edge of the eyebrow. This is crazy, this amount of stress. I'm really worked up. Beside the eye, I'm a little concerned about my marks. Under the eye, or I'm a lot concerned about my marks. Under the nose, I haven't done as well as I hoped I would have. Under the mouth, I don't know what next year is going to look like. Under the collarbone, I don't even know if there is going to be a next year. Under the arm, but I'm tapping on it anyway. And take another nice deep breath. And maybe grab yourself a sip of water. Water helps with energy work. Okay. So maybe this round, let's get into some of the stress around expectations. And if this is not the case for you, if expectations are not something you're coping with, that's okay. Just tune into what you are coping with. Even if you don't know what it is, it's okay. You don't have to know what the feeling is to be able to work on it and clear it. So just tune in again to your body and how expectations might feel. And if expectations aren't your issue, just tune into what you are noticing. Locate where it is in the physical body. Maybe even place your hand on that part of your body that's feeling worked up or anxious. And again, just take note of how uncomfortable you are from 0 to 10 and remember the number. You can always pause the recording while you tune in. Just tapping down the outside edge of your hand again, even though I can feel how worked up I am about this. And I don't have a lot of control over it. I'd love to calm myself down with my mind and relax about school and exams and marks. But I've got some expectations of myself. And I'm tapping on that now. Even though I may also be realizing that others have expectations of me, and I'm feeling very watched, and I know there's concern and worry, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. Even though there's a part of me that does not accept me, and I've got these expectations of how I should be, what I should be doing at school, how I should have finished up this year and what kind of marks I should have gotten. I'm choosing to be compassionate with myself because I know I'm doing the best that I can. And even though I might even be worrying that perhaps I haven't done the best that I can, and that if only I'd tried harder and really put my nose to the grindstone, really focused this year, I would have accomplished what I know I'm capable of. I'm still choosing to be deeply compassionate with myself, as I would hope I would be with others as well. And up to the eyebrows, I can't let myself off the hook. Beside the eyes, I should have tried harder. Under the eyes, I should have done better this year. Under the nose, what if I tried better? What if I tried harder and done better? Under the mouth, I'm really stressed out about this. Under the collarbones, it's way too late. And I'm wishing I'd tried harder or been more focused. Under the arm, I wish I'd tried harder or been more focused. Up to the top of the head, but I'm tapping on all of this now. And again, maybe take another couple of breaths and a sip of water. Tuning back into the feelings around expectations of yourself or expectations from others, whether it be family, teachers, friends, partners. And noting how strong the discomfort is, maybe placing your hand on that part of your body, just really tuning in. And again, if you need to pause the recording, just go ahead. Back to the karate chop point, down the side of your hand. Even though I'm noticing, I'm still stressed out about this. I couldn't possibly relax and let myself off the hook here. And I deeply and completely accept exactly what I'm doing and why, even if I don't know why. Even though a part of me is holding on to this, maybe because a part of me doesn't love myself like this, it's not okay to fail. And somewhere, somehow, or someone has taught me to not like myself when I don't do well. And I'm choosing to be deeply compassionate with the part of me that might be very young and very vulnerable. The part of me that's learned how to treat myself that way. Even though I don't like myself like this and I'm battling with myself, I don't like it when I fail, especially at school, especially with everyone watching. Especially with everyone starting to ask, how'd you do at school? How'd you do this year? I'm choosing to be deeply compassionate with myself, no matter what. Up to the eyebrows. I haven't done as well as I would have liked. Beside the eyes, if only I'd tried harder or focused more. under the eyes. I just wish I'd focused more. Under the nose, everybody's watching me, and now I've got to fess up. Under the mouth, what am I going to tell them? Under the collarbones. If only I'd loved myself more and done what I know I'm capable of. Under the arm, but for some reason, I didn't focus as much as I could have. I tried hard, maybe, and I still didn't get the marks that I wanted. Up to the eyebrows. Or maybe some of the courses I took and some of the profs I had just didn't click beside the eye. Or I was overloaded with too much work under the eye and I didn't know where to focus my efforts. Under the nose, they're watching me. Under the mouth, and a part of me is judging me. Under the collarbone. I can't like myself like this. I really can't like myself like this. Under the arm, I should have done better. Nice deep breath. And take a little pause there. And back to the karate chop. Again, just tuning in to what's coming up for you. And some of what I'm saying might really resonate with you and really ring. Like it may have a very high charge on it. Emotional charge of like an 8, a 9, or a 10 out of 10. And other parts may not so much. And that's okay. Just tune in to the highest discomfort that you're feeling at the moment. And even though you're saying the words that I'm saying, you just tune in to what you're noticing in your body and what's coming to you in your mind. And back to the karate chop point. Even though I'm noticing I'm judging myself, maybe even more harshly than those that care about me. And it might feel like this is about school, but it might be about how I feel about myself. That's okay, I'm working on it now. Even though I can't like myself or love myself like this, and I'm holding on for some reason, I'm choosing to be deeply compassionate with myself anyway. Even though a part of me may be beginning to realize that I'm afraid to succeed, that I'm afraid to dig in deep and find out just what I'm made of, there might be a part of me that's been sabotaging all along because I'm afraid to find out if I give it my all and I still don't succeed, or I still don't feel good enough, or I still feel judged by those I care about, then what? That would feel horrible. Then where would I turn? And how would I cope? Despite all that, I'm taking a moment to breathe deeply, to put my hands on my heart, and find the compassion for myself that I would surely find for a friend. Up to the eyebrows. I'm choosing to feel compassion for myself no matter what. Beside the eyes. I can't do that. I need to try harder. Or just quit. Under the eyes. But what if I didn't need to do that anymore? Under the nose. Don't I have to beat up on myself when I fail? Under the mouth, don't I have to criticize and judge myself when I'm not given 1,000%? When I'm not given it my all? Under the collarbone, I wonder if I could begin to feel some compassion for me. Under the arm. And if I can't, and I'm still really stuck in almost what could be called a self-hatred, I wonder if I could just allow myself to be there for as long as it takes and keep tapping up to the eyebrows. I'm judging myself beside the eye, and I need to do that. Under the eye, I need to have a stranglehold on how I feel about myself. Under the nose, because it isn't just about marks. Under the mouth, I'm noticing it's about how I feel about myself when I fail or stumble. Under the collarbone, it's how I feel about myself when I get stressed out, especially around school and marks. Under the arm, but mostly it's about how I feel about me and that I can't give myself a break. But I'm working on it. And taking another nice deep breath and maybe another sip of water. Hopefully you're beginning to feel some shifts in your body. And if you don't, you might want to tune into the recording I have on fight or flight and tap down the fight or flight reflex first and then come back to this recording. So now just tuning into what's left about this stress, about school, about marks, or what's left about how you feel about yourself and the environment of school and the environment of the phase of life where you're learning for your career and you're getting your education. And just take note of what's left. Where do you feel it in your body? What number would you give it? How emotionally charged is it from 0 to 10? I'm tapping down the side of your hand, even though I'm still noticing there's a charge on this. And it may even be a low number, but it's still there. Or I may even still be locked up and feeling pretty anxious. How am I going to tell my folks? How am I going to tell my friends? How am I going to deal with this on my own? I haven't done as well as I would have liked at school. Or there's one course that I've really struggled with. Or I'm worrying about my exam marks, because I was really counting on doing well there. Maybe there's even one person I'm feeling particularly challenged to tell. It's okay, I'm tapping on that now. Up to the eyebrows. All that stress in my body. Beside the eyes, all that stress in my body. Under the eye. I'm really focusing in on it now because it might be safe to begin to relax Under the nose? I don't think so. Under the mouth? I'm still worrying a lot. Under the collarbone? But I'm choosing to begin to learn how to free myself from all that stress and worry. Under the arm, I'm choosing to begin to learn how to free myself from all that stress and worry so that I can turn the page on this and be gentle with myself. Up to the eyebrows, what if I chose to be compassionate towards myself beside the eye? What if I chose to be compassionate with myself in the way I would be with a close friend who was also struggling with school stress? Under the eye, what if I chose to let myself have this feeling but also let it go? Under the nose, what if I chose to no longer judge myself around this? Because it's not working anyway. Under the mouth, what if I chose a new strategy for taking care of myself and began to make plans for my future? Under the collarbones, what if I tuned in and released myself from all this stress and began to feel a deep compassion that would carry me through the next phase of my education, or maybe into the next year? Under the arm, what if I began to really believe in myself again and accomplish simply because I'm accepting myself and how I feel? Very top of the head, what if I began to release, what if I finished releasing all this stress because I felt safe enough to do it? And I began to allow myself to move forward in my education by being fully present for myself and my future and being deeply compassionate with myself as I make plans for my future. Because no matter how well I did or how poorly I did, nobody deserves to treat myself the way that I've been treating myself. And I know that this stress isn't going to get me anywhere. So I'm choosing to feel safe enough to let this go and release myself and move forward. But it is totally my call. Nice deep breath. So if you're finding as you tune in, there's still a little bit of stress, or a lot, maybe play this recording again, or even a few times, or play it each morning for a week and see how you feel at the end of that week about your year, about your mark, about your marks, about how those, how you feel about telling those you care about how your year's gone. And I wish you luck with your future and with your future endeavors at school. If there's anything I can do to help you out at a more one-to-one level, I'm always available. Susan, I'm always available at foryouremotions.com. You can contact me there. And thank you for listening to this recording. Please share it with other students, or other people that might be, that you know, that might be a little bit stuck around school and marks. It was really lovely to record this for you today. Take care, and I'll maybe hear from you soon.